car guys and car gals, welcome back to the cafe. Thank you so much for joining us. We are about to get involved inside of some fresh news. This is Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
It's Fred Lenard, subprime hero.
And we are excited to be getting this fresh news session going on with our fun and so unique friend that is in the cafe.
I love it, man. The personality has been bursting out the scenes, man. And I absolutely love the way you think, your mentality. You are a unique guest that we've had on the show, probably one of the most unique persons that I've had on the show, which is really cool. And I mean that in the most complimentary way, man. Your personality is coming through the screen right now. And I just feel like I need to go hang out with you. That's how I feel like. I just know that.
This door needs to open up and you just come in.
Your sense of humor kind of, I dig that sense of humor. So that's what I'm talking about. I'm so glad to have you here, man. Thank you for coming on the show and doing this late with us tonight. And we're getting ready to get to your fresh news. And this fresh news is all about you. And I just want you to talk, I mean, the five liner was too, but this is really a chance for you to go ahead and just spill all the beans about everything that's going on. I want you to talk about, if you want to talk about your company, how they can get a hold of you, what you exactly do with this company and why it would benefit people who are watching right now and why they need to reach out to you so they can get placed in the right places.
If anybody has received a LinkedIn Connect from me, now is the time to accept that Connect. But no, I'm just joking. But anyway. No, for real. But accept my Connect. Also, if you have a proposal from me, I need you to sign that and send it back to me. If you owe me money, I need for you to send me my check. That's all I got for anybody with business. But just to be honest, I represent the best dealerships, I will say, with some of the best owners, some of the best groups, some of the greatest group of guys that I know. And they're doing their thing. They're breaking records and they're making money and they're happy and nobody took an L from COVID. Everybody just, they did better. I remember one of my guys, I'm not even going to say what his name is, I called him when COVID first started and he was losing more hair than he's already losing right now. And he was like, I don't know what to do. And next thing you know, he's trying to sell some type of snake oil product online or something. I'm like, man, you need to get back to what you know. You don't know, you know, what is this? Noni juice? You know, so and then he got his shit together and now he's balling out of control. You know what I'm saying? And it was thanks to me. And that's just what I do. I just help put people in better situations to live their dreams. And that's what Solomon Abraham is all about. It's just about being harder, better, faster, stronger than our competition, who are, you know, other recruiters out there who really just outsource to, you know, wonderful ladies and gentlemen out in India. You know, they need jobs as well. But, I mean, I want to tell people that you got my number. You can call me on the phone. I don't care what I'm doing, what time of day it is. I'm always going to answer the phone. And I'm always going to talk to you. And I'm always going to give you the best advice I can give you. So I'm always going to help, you know, put you in a better situation. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what I do. I just put people in the best situations they've ever been in their life. You know, some people, I change their life so much that they end up not talking to me no more because they're trying to get their self together. You know, I didn't mean for them to stop talking to me, too. You know, I just want them to get their shit together, you know? So that's just what I do. That's what Solomon Abraham is all about. It's about us together. There is no competition. Because as long as we all work together, we'll all be able to achieve our goals. You know, some people are just looking for that instant gratification, and they just want the here and now, where I look at the future. You know, I'm a futurist, I'm a visionary, and I'm not trying to beat you out of anything. You know, I'm trying to help you make whatever it is you want to make, because that's going to put me in the next position in life myself. So that's just something that I look forward to helping people with, you know, moving forward. Also, Inda Athletics, this is a sneaker company based out of Kenya, and Kenya actually has the most gold medals, I believe, in running.
Yes, they do.
So, this shoe right here is made in Kenya, okay? And Weldon Kennedy, who's actually the president of the company, he gave me the opportunity to volunteer for them last winter. I saw the shoe online, and I saw what they were doing, and I was like, man, I got to be a part of this, because this company is really going to blow up, because China's, you know, giving all the United States money to Kenya. So King is going to be like the next China, you know, and I got to be in there when that happens. So, you know, like I said, just always looking at the future. Also, there's this app. It's called Catch App Live. And it's actually the number 3 downloaded app in Uganda. It's right behind Netflix and also TikTok. TikTok's number 1. And this app is blowing up as well. Its main competitors are Yelp, Spotify. And right now what the app does is that it actually live streams different clubs across the world. Also, you can look at the app and you can see who the DJ is. You can see what drinks are on special.
Wow.
And you can – yeah, man, it's – what? Wow. You're saying whoa because you were just talking about how – you wanted to go, you know, like, where did you say you wanted to go? Like London or someplace like that or just wherever, you know, you wanted to get out and go and see the world. And this app brings the world to the palm of your hands for real. You can see the amount of girls to guys that are in the club. You know, you can see what everybody's wearing. You can know if this is the type of club that you want to go to, you know, and that's exactly what the app does. And eventually, you know, since we're talking about quantum computing and stuff like that, eventually you're going to be able to wear like an Oculus, like a VR or something like that, and you'll be in the club. So imagine, you know, going to Ibiza from your living room. You know what I'm saying? Or going to Jamaica. Or
that's happening. I mean, it's becoming the thing because people can't. I think it's beautiful, man. I think it's that's a great idea.
And we all seen like you know, movies like Ready Player One and stuff like that. And then you also know with these viruses that keep coming out, a lot of people are really going to be staying in the house. You know, and they're going to be going to events that are more virtual.
No doubt. No doubt.
You know, that's one of the reasons why I invested in that company. Also, I am the chief brand officer of Superior Quality Records, which is a recording company based out of Chicago. And their main focus is to fight savage music peacefully. So, you know, like you hear all the rap that's on the radio right now, everything's it's about drill music. I'm not sure if you guys know what drill music is, but drill music is for the shooter. You know, that's where music is right now. That's where rap music is. It used to be about the hustler. Now it's about the shooter. Now it's about, like, killing people for real. You know what I'm saying? That's the music that's glorified these days. And Superior Quality is fighting that oppressed movement, you know, that they're pushing on us with peace, you know, just by playing music at the correct frequency, okay, that you need. So it's a real next level Bob Marley cyberpunk, you know, type of stuff we got going on over there. And we got a couple projects coming out pretty soon, but it's still in its infant stages. And then I have Wise Dome 365, and that's actually my production company. So I got some projects coming out with that as well. And that's pretty much it. That's all I got going so far right
that's
now.
That's it? That's all you got?
Oh, no. I do. Wait, hold on. I have an app coming out, too. I have a video game coming out. It's set to release in the fourth quarter of 2021. It's a racing game, so stay tuned to that. For that, and that's what I got going on so far.
You just hit me with the, but wait, there's more.
Yeah, right. Yes.
Yeah, so that's just
this year. Well, wait, you know, you're going to keep
2020,
up.
That's quarantine time.
Visionary.
What this guy's doing.
Futurist.
Right?
I wrote a book during
all the
quarantine,
above.
Too. It was called God versus Fear. My lawyer made me take it back because he was upset that I just dropped it real quick and I didn't have any business plan or anything like that. So it was on Amazon for a couple of days. I took it. I'll drop it again. Legit this time. You know what I'm saying? So all the right people can get paid. You know what I mean? But sometimes I just do things like that, you know, and just shake them up, just make them mad, you know? Not really make them mad, but, you know, I just do whatever I want to do. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Plus, getting paid off religion is a little weird to me, but, you know. So I got to, my family's not going to feed itself at the end of the day, I guess.
No doubt about that, man.
And also, I sell Plan B pills outside of the gas station.
What? See what we're talking about, folks? Just a little bit different, right? Which it always takes a little bit of a different being to be able to process what it is that we process here in the cafe inside of Solutionary Central, where we got people that are doing as much as he's doing and still finding a way to make sure that they're helping other people.
Yeah.
live out their dreams as well. And that's the solutionary serum that we're trying to spill all over the place. And sometimes it gets a little sticky and we start to make new connections. I'm definitely going to take the complexion for the connection. I'm definitely taking that, man. I'm going to use it.
As long as you be quiet, they're not going to know who you are. They might think you light-skinned, Puerto Rican, You could be an Arab. You could be anything. You just got to be quiet and be in there like, and just go like that. Yep. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I'm completely going to use that. I'll thank you for that. Thank you. I have a new word flow inside of my arsenal, man. I like it. I like it a lot.
Man. I'm just here to help, man. For
thank
real.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I do want to ask real quick, what is it that, because we want to kind of figure out a few things inside of the car business. And you're connected with a lot of people, and you're connected with a lot of big earners in the car business. For those of you that didn't get the chance to hear earlier or hear on the Five Line of Brew, he is connected to some of the people that are making the type of money that you can sometimes only dream of, but you can actually achieve if you put together the right principles and you leverage your time and your money and your connections properly.
Right.
But so – who is it that dealers are looking for right now? What are the key things that you feel like dealerships are hunting for or needing inside of people right now? There's so many tools, so many apps, so many just things that a dealer can get.
What type of personality people?
Yeah, what are they looking for? What are they trying to find? What do you notice?
Number one, they're looking for people. Number one, they're looking for people with common sense. That's number one. Always common sense,
common
integrity.
Sense. Number one,
energy. You know those three things. technicians, certified techs. I mean, it's a certified tech world. Yes. You know, it's some techs out here making like $300K a year. It's in Rhode Island, but you know,
I still love it. That's good for them.
You know,
they deserve it, man.
You got the tools.
When they're needed, you get paid what you deserve, especially if you're good at that job, man. BMW, especially, man. My son drives one. I know how much work there's involved in those cars.
So yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on. You have to be good
there
at
the
job.
There is, man. For real. BMW's out. But, and Jaguar. Jaguar's all, they're looking for techs right now like crazy.
Man.
And, you know, everybody's looking for the next rock star, the next superstar. They are. In sales, they're always looking for the next rock star. There's always somebody at the bottom. And we all know this. And the person at the bottom's always got to go. Sorry. We've all been at the bottom before.
Yeah, we have.
Before we got to where we were. So we all know how it is. And they're always looking to replace somebody.
That's true. And that's a key word that I do want to make sure that you solutionaries out there do embrace is the word replace. It's so many people will tell you that your job is you are replaceable. But I also want you to take a hold of that word and sometimes understand that maybe you need to replace yourself.
Exactly. If it's not working for you, it's not working.
That's right. You need to be able to fine-tune where it is that the pieces fit inside of the puzzle to make an organization successful and for you to have the success that you dream to have.
Okay.
And we appreciate people like you that are solutionaries trying to make those connections happen. And, man, it's fun having this talk with you. I have so much more that I want to kind of dig into and chop it up with, but I don't feel like we can just do it on the show. I feel like we really need to get the whole of all of these people that are solutionaries together, drop some music, have some fun, get some crazy ideas all over the place, because there's so much that can happen when solutionaries like you and others connect together. And
right.
Yeah, it's like it is like going to church, because we all come together with our torches to light up a bigger flame to make some great things happen.
So tonight, the points I got from you, Dan, tonight, I think that are important for people to remember is that you are what you say you are, right? So that's a big thing, guys. And everybody out there who's watching, you have to understand, if you are a failure and you say that, then you are a failure. You're going to be a failure. The only way you could ever overcome that is believing that you're a winner and believing that you can do every damn thing that you want to do, believing that everything is possible for you, even bigger things than you could ever imagine.
Mm-hmm.
A guy like Dan is a futurist, a visionary, somebody who believes that there's always something out there that's the next level, and he looks for it and he seeks it. And when you seek it and you have your eyes open for that, guys like Dan will show you that, and he's proving that there's opportunity for everybody. Not only is he proving it, but he's giving people opportunities out there, showing people, hey, you can make like he talked about auto techs out in Rhode Island doing freaking BMWs, busting $300,000 a year. That's possible. You think about that. So Dan's not just seeing that. He's seeing that in so many levels. He just dropped a list of companies that he's involved with, list of all kinds of things that he is heavily just a believer in. Those shoes from Kenya, I'm telling you, you're doing the right thing, and that's something that's going to be huge. Kenya is, and I've been a fan. I ran track and field in high school. I've been watching their cross country, their long distance runners, even their short distance runners. They're amazing. The best in the world, always have been. Crazy. And they finally got shoes. Them boys used to run barefoot and still barefoot. be crushing people in the best Nikes ever made, right? Now they got some shoes. You know those shoes are legit. If they're going to put shoes on their feet, they're going to be the best running shoes in the world. Because they're the best runners in the world.
You know, it's crazy. These really are the best running shoes in the world.
They look super light, man. I'm looking at them right now. I'm like, those things look like you just put them on and they're just good. No doubt, right? So I love that's what you're about, man. And it's true. And I have this thing. It's something I had already saved. This thing that says I am. And you'll see at the bottom right now. Yeah, that's what you do when you get the new fresh J's, what I do.
Yeah, you know what? I got good credit, too. And I ain't never had a pair of New Balances. I just want to throw that out there.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. They're the 800 Beacon Scores. Yeah, you see them walking. Them or the Nike Monarchs. You know what I'm talking about? The Nike Monarchs. Those are the 800 Beacon Score shoes, too. You're like, oh, those are
Famous footwear. That was a shameless plug. Edit, take that out. I didn't say that.
Because
they got to pay me for some shit like that.
But no doubt, man, and everything, you know, and it's so key. And I'm glad we had you on the show, and I'm glad that you came out and you really brought out a personality that I think people need to see, because that's something that if you're like anything like Dan and you see something in yourself and you know that you can do it, go for it, because he is proof that if you go for it, you can achieve it. So make sure that you do that. He loves more than just the car business, folks. He loves a lot of things. You can do that. You don't have to just focus on one thing. It's good to focus on one thing, but when you can dabble in a whole bunch of things and have all kinds of success and find love in it and being able to reach out to countries like Kenya and help out with them and help out with local community, help out with this and doing all these things, finding an app that can actually help you know if there's enough women at that club and you're wearing the right gear when you walk in. I'm just saying.
That live. Download it, man. It's an iOS and Android.
That's what I'm saying. So get that. If you guys are out there and you're single, especially if you're single and you don't know where it's at, this app will make you know where it's at. No doubt about it. And I think that's pretty cool. I know that it would have been something very beneficial for me back in my early 20s. I would have crushed the scene. I was already crushing it without an app. I can't imagine having an app and woo, I would have known where the spot was.
Hey, you remember having an ink pen and some paper?
Oh, dude, my wallet? The tiny ass letters and numbers that I used to write everything on. Yes.
What is that?
I'm like, you had to really like get in a good light. You'd be like, okay, hold on. Then you go to a payphone. You know what I'm saying? This is like old school. So, but no, man.
For real.
I do appreciate you coming on the show. Is there anything else that you want to talk about before we get off here?
You know what?
Go ahead.
I just want to say thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. You guys are doing a lot for the community. You guys are doing a lot for the car world. You guys are taking strides and, you know, just showing that that minorities can really make it, you know, and not complain or use like a race car and with all this crazy stuff that's going on. You know what I mean? And you guys are just happy and I'm happy as well. And I was excited to be on the show today, and thank you so much for bringing me into your lives and introducing me, you know, to your audience so I can tell them my story. And hopefully I've changed some lives here because you guys definitely changed my life just by having me on this show. So I thank you for changing my life today. You guys really did.
You just same thing. Every conversation I have, to me, I'm learning something. I learned a lot from you. I'm Fraylin Arce, subprime hero.
Now, Lou Ramirez, the core guy.
That's right.
Keep growing, everyone.
Y'all have a great night. What a good time. See y'all later.
Thanks. Bye.